Hi, everybody. It's Todd Bishop from GeekWire. Welcome to the podcast version of our year-end news quiz. It's a fun one, as you'll hear, but before you dive in, I wanted to give you a spoiler alert. We reveal the answers on this episode as we go. So if you want to test yourself first, go to geekwire.com/2020quiz before listening.
Hello, everybody. I am John Cook, co-founder of GeekWire. Welcome to something I've been working on for months, literally. It is the end of the year news quiz here at GeekWire. I've been, you know, you guys have been making fun of me a little bit about this, but I've had a lot of fun compiling these questions. I'm joined by GeekWire co-founder Todd Bishop and GeekWire managing editor Taylor Soper. Welcome, guys. Are you ready to be quizzed?
I thought you were going to say, are you ready to rumble? And the answer is yes. Although I fear, based on my focus and lack thereof over the past year, that Taylor is going to clean my clock. I'm going to make my first prediction of 2021. And that is that Taylor Soper is going to win this. And we'll see if
you're already betting. Are you betting on me already?
I'm betting against myself.
He's mostly betting against
and
himself.
And on you.
Okay. Well, you should both have an advantage here because the 20 or so questions were derived mostly from GeekWire stories. So I'm guessing you're going to know most of the answers. If you have the right answer, I just want you to raise your hand and give us a ding, and you'll be the first to clock in. I have a scoring system here. So do you want to? I think you guys are both going to end up being uber geeks, which means you'll score in the 23 to 30 range on your points.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And
so
okay.
No Googling or binging allowed.
Nope.
We can
no.
We ding, but
this
we
is going to move too fast, Todd. You're not going to be able to Google this quickly enough.
Okay.
All right. You ready for question number one for the 2020 news quiz?
Yes. And we can ding in at any, we can any moment. We can.
Yes. And then I'll complete the question. Here we go. Question number one. The U.S. Department of Defense reaffirmed this year that which cloud computing giant had won the lucrative $10 billion JEDI contract?
Should have made me answer it before you finished the question. Anyway, Microsoft.
Correct, but you dinged in too early, so you didn't get to hear the full part of the question. So maybe we will institute that as the rule.
I think so, because I would have actually said something different. Do you want to give that point to Taylor? I'm feeling very magnanimous.
Well, Taylor might still be able to get the second part, okay. The bonus here.
All right.
1 point extra bonus. What does JEDI stand for? This is hard.
Ding.
Okay, go for it, Todd.
Joint Enterprise Defense Initiative.
Oh, that is so close. Taylor, you should riff off that. He's got one word missing.
The D was messing me up. Joint Enterprise.
I know what it is. Go ahead, Taylor.
I've already forgot what Todd said.
Joint Enterprise, and then you need a D and an I.
Defense Initiative?
Think cloud. No, I said initiative. Think
he
cloud.
Said initiative.
Infrastructure.
Yes. Okay. We're going to give the Taylor. Since we're just starting out, we're going to give you the point. So you'll split on this. You'll split on that question.
Okay.
All right. And then I think I will stop asking the question. If you ding in so early, because it's you know, it's an advantage to do that.
Yep.
Question number two. Amazon obtained naming rights to Seattle's new hockey arena.
Ooh, but what's the question?
What was it, Taylor?
Climate Pledge Arena.
Correct. So the full question is, Amazon obtained naming rights to Seattle's new hockey arena, which will play host to NHL's Kraken. What will the new arena be called? Yes, Climate Pledge Arena. I think there was a lot of discussion, debate around that name in Seattle circles.
Nice change of
With that, I made my first wardrobe change.
Yeah, so. Now we got Portland versus Seattle. Real Cascadia
there
Cup going on here.
I need to say Taylor gave me this hat, so I'm just feeling very magnanimous today toward you, Taylor. Go ahead, John. Sorry.
You look much better already.
Question number three. In June, Seattle biotechnology upstart Sana Biotechnology revealed that it had raised more than $700 million in venture funding. Many of Sana's top executives...
Ding, 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 ding.
Ooh. The I think Zoom Taylor got might have that. In. Taylor got. I thought I heard myself first, but go ahead. It's all right.
Juno.
Go ahead, Taylor.
Juno.
Correct. Many of Sana's top executives most recently worked at which one-time publicly traded Seattle biotech?
Wouldn't that be Juno Therapeutics Incorporated as the full answer?
Well, we will take Juno as a sufficient answer on that one. Good job, Taylor. All right, question number four. This Seattle area billionaire recently gave away $4
billion. Ding, ding, ding.
Taylor?
Oh, right.
Oh, he's spacing.
Get the, yes, no, correct no, last name. The... Correct last name here.
He's running out of time.
Oh my God, I'm spacing on her last name. This is so bad.
Oh, this is great.
Mackenzie. God damn it. It's not Lewis.
Lewis?
We will not take Mackenzie Bezos as a correct answer. We will not. That will not be.
Mackenzie Lewis.
I think we got to give. I think you're out of luck.
Brain fart. Brain fart.
Okay. Todd, your chance. Do you want to hear the full question?
Sure, let's hear the full question now that I have the luxury.
Yeah, this Seattle area billionaire recently gave away $4 billion to 384 organizations, noting that the pandemic has been a, quote, wrecking ball in the lives of Americans already struggling. Name the billionaire.
Mackenzie Scott.
Correct. Taylor, wow. I think you just rang in too early and you threw yourself off on that one.
No, I knew I could see her in my head. I just that's embarrassing.
It was a little bit of a trick question. I thought I would throw folks off there with the Seattle area billionaire.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah. Question number five. Scientists use what type of technology to track and locate nesting murder hornets in Washington State?
Ding.
Go ahead, Todd. But that was really hesitant.
But the problem is, how granular are you getting here? I mean, I think it was wireless technology from the University of Washington with a dental floss.
That is correct.
Tied around the murder hornet. 802.11n.
I don't know. I think you're getting in the weeds. I think I'm just going to give you this to you.
Okay.
The answer I had here was lightweight radio trackers. Now, but you're right with the dental floss. That was tied onto their backs with these little mini radio trackers.
Technically technology, sort of.
Yeah. Well, and, I'm going to give you that one.
Okay. Thanks.
The Seattle area now, but this is question number six. The Seattle area now boasts 10 unicorn companies. Startups that are valued at $1 billion or more.
My goodness.
Which of these is not a Seattle area unicorn? Convoy, Instacart, Tanium.
Ding. Ding. Oh, come on. I don't know if I like the structure of this question. I would
have. All right. I think Taylor was in on that one first.
Go ahead.
Instacart.
Taylor.
Instacart is not Seattle based.
That is correct. Instacart is not a Seattle based company.
Why not have people name all 10?
I think that'd be too hard.
Right, but you could.
You want well, maybe the, I'll add that on points. Like a bonus. You can if you name all 10, you get extra credit.
I bet Taylor could do it.
Possibly.
Well, we won't bore our listeners with that right now. I know you could do it. All right, question number seven. Bill Gates launched a new podcast called Ask Big Questions.
Ding ding ding. This ding ding ding. Rashida Jones.
Correct. With this actress who is best known for her roles in The Office and Parks and Recreation. Has anyone listened to the podcast yet?
Not yet.
No.
I'm going to have to tune in.
Yeah, good plug.
Yeah. Question number eight. In March, Seattle's Kaiser Permanente Washington Health Research Institute played a key role.
Ding.
Go ahead, Todd. What's your guess?
mRNA.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm coming in.
You're
hot.
Coming in right now? You could have gotten the whole question.
Did I go too far? Did I go too far?
I'm not
too
even.
Sophisticated?
Todd, you're wrong.
No. But Moderna. But Moderna. Right.
Moderna right. Is correct. So the full question, Todd, was in March, Seattle's Kaiser Permanente Washington Health Research Institute played a key role in some of the first U.S. vaccine trials for which company's experimental mRNA vaccine? Taylor got that. Moderna. Taylor, I think you're winning.
What's the score?
We'll have to double check here.
mRNA would be a way better answer to that question.
All right. I'm hearing from Melanie, who's recording the session, that the score is 5-3. Taylor.
Okay. All right. Okay. Time to get on it here.
So this is getting serious. Question number 9. What was the name of the third-party shooter game that Amazon Game Studios launched in May and then pulled the plug on in October?
Good. This is a good one, John. This is a stumper because nobody played this game.
That's why they pulled the plug on it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we had a story on the fantastic launch of this game and then a story on the...
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, Taylor. Yeah. Nice. What is it, Taylor?
Crucible
is correct.
Wow. Taylor.
Did you cheat? Did you look that up?
No, or
did
I don't
you
really
remember. No. My phone is over here and I was looking straight down at the ground.
Okay. Hey, that
makes up for the Mackenzie Scott debacle.
That's right. Question number 10. Outdoor retailer REI never moved into its brand new headquarters in Belleville.
Oh.
Go ahead, Taylor.
What is Facebook?
I like the Jeopardy style and the form of a question. Yes, Facebook is correct. So the full question was, REI never moved into its brand new headquarters in Belleville, Washington, choosing to sell the 6-acre complex in September for $367 million to which tech giant? Facebook is correct.
I was going to guess Spring District, but obviously that's not it.
Question number 11. Software maker Smartsheet ventured into sports marketing with a sponsorship of this sport.
Ding.
Taylor?
Sailing.
Correct. It was sailing. Now that's that's a multiple choice question for our general public, but you guys are smart enough to skip that.
Taylor, look, you guy. Make that singular because I had no idea.
Question number 12. Which of these Washington State companies did not go public in 2020? Accolade, Adaptive, Athera Pharma, or Silverback Therapeutics?
Adaptive.
Correct.
Adaptive was last 2019. Year.
Adaptive went public in 2019. Taylor, you're pulling away now.
What's
wow.
The score? 10-3.
We're going to have to get a score update here. Question number 13. Name the cybersecurity company that's valued at $9 billion that moved its headquarters. I think Taylor got in there just before you.
Tanium.
Yep. Moved its headquarters from the San Francisco Bay Area to the Seattle area. Question number 14. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella is reportedly part of an investment group looking to bring what sport to the U.S.?
Ding. Oh, geez.
Taylor, did you get in there? You got in there.
He did.
Okay.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Cricket.
Cricket is correct. Taylor, I think you're up. Gosh, you're just really blowing away.
Am I mathematically 12, out of the
12-3 now?
Okay. All right. All right,
Number 15.
Okay.
Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center just wanted to have some fun at its annual holiday gala. So the center invited what famous singer to perform virtually? Taylor?
Who is Sheryl Crow?
Yes, correct. Correct. All right. Question number
2. I predicted it. I do know some of these. I'm just not fast enough.
Well, maybe it's because you're older perhaps. And slower.
Perhaps.
Yeah. All right. Question number 16. Bill Gates Sr., who passed away in September at the age of 94, helped launch what technology organization in Washington State?
Ding.
Ding.
Taylor. Or no, that was Todd.
I'll give it to you, Todd. Yeah.
This is a trick question, John, because a lot of people might say the Washington Technology Industry Association or the WTIA, but those people would be wrong because the correct answer is the Technology Alliance.
Well said. That's absolutely right. Well done, Todd. This is also a multiple choice question for our general readers since, they're not quite as knowledgeable or writing all these stories throughout the year. Question number 17. Jeff Bezos announced in an Instagram post that the BE-7 would be the rocket engine that will take the first woman to the surface of the moon.
Hydrogen. Dang it, I dinged too soon.
Yeah. What is the name of the space company that's building the rocket?
Oh. Ding, ding, ding. What is hydrogen? Just kidding. What is Blue Origin?
What is Blue Origin? That is correct. Taylor, I mean, I think this is an insurmountable lead at this point.
It is a hydrogen-powered rocket, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, should have listened to the full question. Question 18. Seattle area teenager Avi Schiffman rose to prominence in 2020 for building a website to track what?
Ding. Ding. Are you just giving this to me now, Taylor?
I think it was Taylor.
Did he get in?
I think he got it.
I did. Yeah,
he beat you. Oh
my goodness. COVID-19 cases worldwide.
Ugh. Yeah, absolutely right. Question number 19. Todd, this is one you'll get. What is Baby Yoda's real name?
Oh, I don't know this. I don't know this at all.
You don't watch The Mandalorian, huh?
No, I'm not a real. I got stories to write. And
Mandalorian's pretty good. I'd recommend it.
What does this have to do with Seattle? This has nothing to do with Seattle Tech.
There was a pop figurine created by Funko of Baby Yoda. This one was a stretch. You don't know Taylor? You haven't watched Mandalorian? It's a great show.
No. I know I should.
Grogu. All right. Now we're on to question 20, which is rapid fire, which I'm going to name a Seattle area startup company that raised venture capital money in 2020. And I want you to name the business or sector that they're in. And
do we still ding in on the rapid fire?
Yes. You can. Okay. If you hear the name, I want you to ding. Picnic.
Ding.
Ding.
Todd's
robotic restaurant automation.
I will give that to you. Yes, that pizza is exactly making. What they're doing, specifically starting with pizza making to start. Yeah. The next startup that raised venture capital money from the Seattle region. Flex.
Ding. Logistics software for fulfillment of products.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't going to give you a logistics software was a little vague, but I think you pulled it in. We're going to give you the point on that. I described it as an on-demand warehouse marketplace, but logistics software to move products. We're going to give you that one.
I think you deserves that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Beta Hatch.
Ding.
Go ahead, Todd.
Insect farming.
Correct. Mealworm production for agriculture. 98.6.
Ding.
Ding.
Virtual Todd? Care, healthcare.
Virtual healthcare, right on the money.
That was unfair. To give a plug, I literally just before we started recording this, posted a health tech podcast with their chief medical officer, Dr. Brad Youngren.
There you go. So, Wibotic.
Ding.
I don't know this one.
Wireless charging.
Correct. Wireless charging for drones and robots. Cloud paper.
Ding.
Go ahead, Taylor.
Green, environmentally friendly toilet paper.
Correct. Minnow. Minnow.
Ding. Food pickup. Products.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to you. Contactless food pickup, which is obviously very big this year. Hubs for picking up food without
touching anything. So it's a service, you might say, not a product per se. So that we're going to give him that.
We're going to give him that one.
This is okay.
Yeah, we're going to give him that one.
I've just noted my objection.
Well, I don't think you're catching up. I don't think you're catching up because here's the last one in the startup challenge. Recompose.
Ding.
This isn't fair.
Funeral /
Oh, yeah.
high-tech burial solutions.
I don't know that he said the magic words, John.
Yeah, I am not going to accept that, Taylor. I'm not accepting that.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Todd, you can ring in here and gain a point back.
Biodegradable, compostable funerals and burials as a service.
Correct. Yeah, I think the key word there was human composting and compostable. We're going to give that to Todd. Final score. You ready for this? 20-8. Taylor with a resounding win in the 2020 GeekWire Trivia Challenge. Taylor, how are you feeling?
I want to do another one. Do you have another one ready?
I got to say, this is a lot of fun. I don't know if it'll be any fun for anyone to watch or listen to, but it's a lot of fun to participate in. My only feedback, John, on the questions is the list ones for this format. I recognize you're doing this for the post, right? But for this format, I don't think so.
I agree. I was struggling with that. But I think some of these questions, I think for the general reader, are too hard. And that's why I wanted to give some multiple choice questions.
Yeah. Taylor, I got to say, congratulations, really.
Well, I knew Taylor was going to have the advantage here when I did the startup funding challenge. That really lends itself to Taylor's expertise. So
90% of those stories. And granted, I've read them all. I've edited every single word. Every single word. So they should have sunk in more than they did.
And I can't believe you guys don't know Grogu.
What was it again? Sad.
That's Baby Yoda's real name.
Oh, Grogu. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, man. We're doing real work. Real work. We're not putting together quizzes and watching The Mandalorian all day. We are reporting and writing. Some of us, i.e. Taylor, more than others.
All right. Well, that is the news quiz. Are there any final thoughts you have to share? Are there any questions that you think we should have included that we did not? Do you think this is a good representation of the year?
Yeah, you covered a lot of bases.
And you had a COVID question. Maybe a couple more COVID questions.
Yeah, we had Moderna in there with the trials.
John, is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to be competing against Ken Jennings for the Jeopardy spot, the host? Because I think based solely on this performance, I think you deserve it.
Yeah, this is my demo tape. I'm sending this in.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an exciting and unusual and crazy year. And I appreciate you participating in the news quiz.
You just lost it. No, Jeopardy's not going to call. Hey, thanks for doing it, John. I think
Thanks for joining. Taylor Soper, victorious in the 2020 news quiz. Todd, there's always 2021. Looking to the bright year ahead.
Next year, baby. Next year, just like the Seahawks.
There we go. Yes. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Taylor. Talk soon.
Bye. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back this weekend with our special 2021 Tech Trends to Watch episode featuring Microsoft research leader Peter Lee as a guest commentator. Subscribe at geekwire.com/podcast or wherever you listen.